This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We got a puppy. We were taking care of her a lot, like just focusing on her for like a little while. And then we were just like, okay, like we need some us time, you know, we need to get into it. Like we need to do our thing. We're like pent up, you know, we need to release it.
So we're like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Let's just fucking do it and have her watch. Like, fuck it.
So we're using the strap. I look down and I see her face looking up at me.
Oh my God.
And I didn't want to ruin the moment. So I just kept going. So she comes and she starts humping my leg as I'm humping my girl. So I think she really enjoyed it.
Very excited about this episode with the Jelly-Filled Girls. They are back, and so is the previous episode that we recorded with them. We re-released it, so go and search for that. It's about August 2020 when that one released. And I am coming to Bloomington, Indiana on November 12th and 13th, Chicago on the 14th of November, and then Philly on the 20th of November. AshleyGavin.com. Go get those tickets. I hope they're sold out, but there's probably some left at this point. AshleyGavin.com and Patreon.com for bonus, or Patreon.com/WHGS for bonus episodes. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We are in the apartment. We're having gay sex. This is a this is good gay sex that we're gonna be having right now.
Oh yeah.
The reason this is such good gay sex is because not only were these ladies some of the most highly requested guests to begin with, they were the most highly requested repeat. Their fans are so into them and what they do, and how couldn't they be? Why wouldn't they be? I'm looking at you wondering which sound effect you're...
I don't know why you're edging me
with the soundboard.
I verbally said, oh yeah, before, even though we have...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that is the sound effect for these ladies. Today we're having gay sex with the Jelly-Filled Girls. Woo! If you don't know them, they are adult content creators. They'll tell you all about how to access their work, but it's fine work. I've consumed it myself, and I'm giving you two fingers up.
Oh my God.
Four fingers up. Pew, 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 pew. For the Jelly-Filled Girls, some of the only, I'm going to call it porn. Am I allowed to call it porn?
Yeah, you can call it porn.
Some of the only porn that I could... Oh, sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say some of our fans get offended with the use of the word porn because they think what we make is art.
Oh. I mean,
they call it art.
It's
like, I feel gross calling your shit porn. It's not porn. It's art. And
that's
like,
what I was going to say. I never walk away from your guys's art porn, porn art.
False dichotomy,
art.
Right?
Art. There you go.
Wasn't that a false dichotomy created like in some conversation in Congress or something? Where they were talking about the line between porn and art, and he's like, I know it when I see it, or something like that. Remember?
I don't remember that, like, but I would actually love to go back and watch whatever old white man.
I would love to.
Yeah, seriously.
Was like, I know it when I have an erection.
Oh, Lord.
That's the difference between porn
and
art.
I've never busted a nut to a Picasso.
I'm erected in my heart also.
When I look at Kandinsky, I have a hard on in my brain. But when I look at the Jelly-Filled Girls, I have it in my brain and my penis. But your
it's pretty
stuff...
accurate.
No, but it's very sweet because you guys are a real life lesbian couple having sex the way that I think lesbians actually have sex. Mm-hmm. And you're gifting that to the world. And it's some of the only porn that I've watched that I don't feel gross. And you have an interesting relationship to porn, Kate.
Yes.
I should have told you to watch.
What's that?
I probably wouldn't have.
Spill the tea, Kate.
We can hook you up, Kate.
Yeah.
I'm very afraid of porn. I in general, I don't watch it because I'm afraid of naked people.
Is that so?
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, you're gonna need to elaborate a little bit on that.
It sounds so stupid to say. I get uncomfortable with like nudity without intimacy. So like obviously like if I'm like hooking up with someone, it's like I feel comfortable enough. But
I think you found your girl.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
After we're friends, I'll be able to watch.
I was gonna say, isn't this the intimacy that you need?
Yeah, intimacy is our forte. It's what we're known for. So
yeah.
We got you. Yeah.
Okay, there you need to go listen to the first episode. Okay.
I tried to, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So tell us a little. You were here last time. Mm-hmm. We are going to be re-releasing your first episode to listen to. I might try and find a graphic to put on YouTube so that people can go and listen to it on YouTube without the video. Tell us what happened, because that episode, go listen to it now, actually, listener. It is epic. It talks about your whole process in making your port part. And it's so, so good. It's a fan favorite. And then you guys took a break. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
You want to take it away?
Yeah, when your content's up for free on the hub, and it's so big.
That's what I call it with my friends.
Yeah, the hub. You know?
You checking the hub tonight?
Yeah. Find us on the hub.
Yeah. You know, there's live streaming on it now too.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, no. We're on the hub right now. So yeah, we took a break because when you're free, it just brings all the crazies of the internet and just a whole bunch of headaches. Yeah. So we needed a fucking break from that.
Yeah. And we're like drama free people.
Yeah, we're like drama free. We're the least dramatic people drama in life. The least dramatic lesbians you'll probably ever meet.
Like, I will say it does sound like we're doing a Bachelor confessional with a contestant.
Who just I'm keeps here saying, for the right reasons.
No drama. I make porn for the right reasons.
Yes.
But I mean, like gay porn and drama kind of goes hand in hand, unfortunately, because you really got to be thick-skinned to be in this industry, unfortunately. I mean, regardless of your orientation, but especially when you come in and make porn that actually like really affects people in a positive way and really shows the realness of sex and how it actually happens, it just triggers the shit out of people. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it triggers the shit out of people, and especially insecure people. I guess it just makes them do too much self-work when they see the reality portrayed in front of them. So I don't know, we just kept getting a lot of headache, and we also grew incredibly fast, and a lot. We had over 55 million views in the first year on the hub, so it was hard for us to manage it all. Everything was happening so quickly, so fast. And like we said, like, content that is offered for free, just like, you're attracting the weirdos and the crazies of the internet, unfortunately. Yeah. So we were like, you know what?
Listener, don't worry. You're not a weirdo or crazy. Yeah. And I love you. Yeah. You're the exception to the rule.
So how can people, how can people access your stuff now?
Yeah.
So what I was going to say leading into that is that we're now behind a paywall. After we took a little break and, you know, regained our sanity, we decided to go behind a paywall because doing that, we know that we're going to attract the
real
true,
people.
Loyal people that know the worth of our content, that know the effort that goes into our content, that know us as people for what we actually are and what we actually offer. And they just know our worth, and they know that our content is worth paying for. So we know that this way we're going to attract the right fan or the right viewer. And it's been the best decision that we've ever done since then. Honestly, it's been the best thing that's ever happened to us. We're so glad that everything kind of happened the way that it did, because now we're just so much happier and we're so much more successful. Like,
that's so great.
We are still on the hub just for teasers, though. We do just very short teasers, 1 to 3 minutes long, just to let people know that we're out there,
TikToks.
That we exist.
Kind of, Strap talks.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say dick talks, but that
titty
felt...
talks.
Titty talks.
Titty talks.
Titty talks. Titty talks.
And just to clarify something, I know we mentioned like the word lesbian a couple times. We just want to let people know we actually identify as queer.
Just queer in general.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's no problem. It's just because on the hub, we actually put like lesbian in our titles, just because the word queer is not out there yet on the hub and on porn sites in general. So we just, it's the closest.
Are you saying that straight men are not familiar with what queer means?
No, it's not a popular tag, unfortunately. Yeah. It's really not used, like, barely ever. So
yeah, it's we tried.
I started plugging it in.
Yeah. And
wow. I actually do the same thing on YouTube, because lesbian dating is a lot more searched and found in the algorithm than queer dating.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which is frustrating because this podcast, we try to represent as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I want to reach those people. And I think those people are being pulled in.
And they'll understand.
Yeah. And they,
of course. Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, we're honest on all of our platforms with our preferred label. We prefer saying queer, and lesbian is kind of as close to the reality as possible. Yeah. So we're like, we got to do what we got to do to be found.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly.
If people ask us what our preferred label is, we say queer. So just for the and you know what, people get mad at us for that. They're like, you're not lesbians, that means you're bisexual. You're not bisexual, that means you're lesbian. Like, they're like trolling us. Like,
you should send them here to listen to this, because like Kate's gonna blow those people's minds when you hear Kate's intro. Like, no, it's nice. whatever you want. I'm sorry, we're at that point now.
Let's go, people, get with it.
Yeah. We're here. We're queer. Not me. I'm a fucking lesbian. Leave me the fuck alone.
But are you sure though?
You sure you're not bisexual? Actually? You sure you don't have a little bit of a dick fetish?
I already got in trouble for biphobia this week because someone asked me if I was bi, who was like clearly messing around, and I was like, no! And people were like, that's biphobic. And it's like, no, I just hate men. Like, leave me alone. Well, anyway, let's let's do intros. Shall we do intros?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, because you were going to ask us, where can we be found?
Oh,
so,
yes. Yeah.
Basically, you can find us teasers on the hub, full video content on OnlyFans, Fansly, and Loyal Fans. That's where we are.
All offer the same content, all same offer price, the same frequency, same price, same everything. It's just a matter of the
your choice
preference as to which platform they prefer to navigate.
Sweet. Accommodating, such givers.
Locked and loaded. We ain't fucking around.
Yeah. And it's Jelly Filled Girls on all these platforms.
The Jelly Filled Girls.
Yeah. You will not be disappointed. If the name is tipping you off to what might be going on, you will not. It will not disappoint. I'm thinking about boobs now. So we're gonna move on before I'm not able to speak anymore.
On the hub, it's Jelly Filled Girls. On all of the paid platforms, it's The Jelly Filled Girls, just for clarity.
Awesome. So go. Seriously, like, it's ethical. It's good. It works quickly.
Oh my God.
A guaranteed way to boost your mood in 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's definitely an immunity booster.
Yep.
You know? You want to get your immunity booster
during this pandemic?
Wait.
Hold on. Are we now comparing the Jelly Filled Girls content to your Pfizer shot, your second or third Pfizer dosage?
Exactly. I trust it.
Trust us, you know?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're watching and enjoying, you're inside. You're not out spreading the virus.
That's true.
You're
true.
Social distance.
Mm-hmm. And if you're like me, you have a mask on.
Weirdo.
It's Batman. I can't explain it.
You're like, oh, nice. I'm not queer. I'm a lesbian, but you will address me as Batman.
Okay, let's get into it. I am, as always, Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. I'm doing a lot of touring right now. In November, we've got Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana on the 12th, Chicago on the 14th, Philly on the 20th. Every Sunday in New York, Kate's there most of the time. Kate's headlining on October 10th. All of these are at ashleygavin.com, you little bitch.
She's a badass bitch going on tours and shit.
Thank you.
Blossoming.
It's been good. It's been good since we last spoke.
Yes, of course.
I haven't had any problems, knock wood. I hope I don't have to go through what you guys have been through. But we'll see. I'm very close to everybody. Yes. So we'll find out who's going to ruin my life.
Definitely protect your sanity.
There's been some close calls.
We can help you out if ever you get into a sticky situation.
We got all the tips and tricks on the tip of our fingers.
Yeah. Thank you.
We know how to handle the crazies.
Give me a sports reference. Give me a sports reference for Kate today.
Tribbing's a sport.
Tribbing is the sport.
Yeah.
If you're asking for a full body workout, nothing tribbing will do it like a good trib.
I'm trying to think of tribbing, like a tribbing.
It sounds like tripping.
It does sound like tripping.
Like a foul.
Oh, like a foul. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as always, the cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled, blowing the whistle when my tribs throw you out of bounds. I don't know what we're doing.
When you go offside.
Yeah. If I've got a holding, handling.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is a bad intro, but it's but it's a good co-host. Give it up for Kate Sis.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kate Sis, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke.
Figure that one out if you don't like the word queer.
Any pronouns, and my gender of the week as submitted by the listeners is a lot of dad stuff. Okay, I have like dad taking you fishing, dad promising to take you fishing and not going. Neighborhood
dad. I don't
think
you would do that as a dad. Cul-de-sac
dad. I don't think I would either. But here's why I'm gravitating toward the dad thing right now. It's because on my way here, I saw a father with two little children, and me and the dad have the exact same shirt. Not the shirt I'm wearing now, which is just a black shirt. A very specific
dad shirt.
A very specific
it
dad
shirt.
It
says world's best dad, and you bought it for yourself.
I was just thinking that.
It says, I conceived these kids with my penis and my wife. I am a father.
So if you don't get it, ladies, Kate is very confused about their gender.
Oh, we got that part.
They're like, we knew as soon as you sat down.
They're like, we get that your gender is confusing, but why are you wearing bad middle-aged man clothes?
Can I suggest that dad forgot to call you on your birthday? Gender?
Wow, that's a mean dad.
Maybe during the the sad times, maybe when you're like PMSing or something, it's the dad that forgot to call you on your birthday.
I think you'd be a great dad.
Thank you. I hope so.
Or a great mom.
Yeah.
Or an uncle. Would you mind introducing yourselves to everybody?
Do it, baby.
All right. I'm Alessia. Pronouns she, her. Jellyville Girls, yeah. Wait, what are the parts of what we're supposed
whatever
to say?
Whatever you want people to know, like sexuality, gender, any kind of personal identifying information that you don't, want on the internet.
So yeah, queer, go by she, her. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same thing, babe, she, her.
Thank you fucking much, yeah.
Look at that topping. Look at that topping that just happened there.
Do you like that?
She does. She really likes that.
You can't tell, but she just winked at you.
I think you're due for a free sub, Ashley.
Honestly, I am. Here's why.
Oh my God.
I am willing to bottom this week because I have just, ooh. I have had
I thought
so
they,
much.
I thought oh, they meant a free subscription, not
oh,
you're the
a
sub.
Free they're just going to, they're going to top me for free.
You got so hopeful. You got so hopeful.
Poor thing.
You're like, yes, I am willing to bottom. And they're like,
we just wanted to give you some videos, bro.
I do want to know the end of that sentence, though.
Yeah,
I
why
know
are you?
Yeah, could you go on?
Could you sell yourself?
We're,
to him?
Yeah, we're. Like, we're
this is okay. I'm this intrigued. Is. I don't know if I would actually follow through with this in person, but like, I have a lot going on with like so many moving pieces in my life and no help. And, you know, I'm still waiting for agencies to sign me and I'm still waiting for the checks to come in from my ad. I mean, a lot of people, you hear the ads, like these things take a really long time. I haven't seen that money yet. and I have like no help, and I'm just doing I'm just constantly directing. It's a one woman show, and there's a lot of pieces. Patreon.com/WHGS. And I just want to fucking, for the first time in, I don't even remember, like over a year, I by myself laid down on my couch, actually took one of these throw blankets, put it over, and watched trash TV for 2 hours. I have not done that in so long. I'm always cleaning, working something. Whenever something's on, it's on in the background. Yeah, I'm just tired. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's, you just want someone to just throw you down.
I
want to
be destroyed. I want to. I don't want to feel at the end of it.
Oh my God.
Hey. You don't want to walk for a week.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I don't want to say a word, and I want ice packs in bed.
Oh my God.
Just sipping stuff through a straw. Ooh. I don't even want solid food. That's your that's how gonna... little.
You can't even talk anymore. Too. Your jaw is gonna be like out of commission.
I'm just tired of working.
Yes.
Just yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
You sound like you're like watching The Lion King and you're seeing Mufasa get trampled by the stampede. And that's a very, like, that's what I want.
That looks so that's nice. What I want.
That's really funny because that movie is the most triggering movie for me to watch of all the Disney movies. Because my dad died around the age that Simba was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it
parallels my life in so many ways. I cannot watch that without weeping uncontrollably. Oh, no. So yes, no. Fuck me like my dad did when he died.
Holy shit.
I just pulled a muscle. Oh my God, I have a hernia. Oh my God, I pulled a muscle. Oh fuck.
Oh man.
Wow. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you okay? No. My kid really hurts. Oh my God. Oh.
You basically just got fucked by Ashley.
I need an ice pack in bed. I did. You just topped my soul.
Wow, you guys just reverse rolled. Just reverse rolled right there.
Oh my God.
Oh. Okay. My gay sex from this week. This is going to be a long episode. My gay sex from this. I love you guys are so fun to work with, just by the way. I really love recording
with
you guys.
Ash.
Yeah, this is great.
Thank
it's great
you.
To meet you.
They're
for
wonderful
real.
People.
Yeah, likewise.
What gay sex should I talk about this week? I had gay sex this week.
With who?
With the girl from the show. Should I talk about that?
The therapist?
The therapist.
My therapist? Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, I'm
it's
so
not
mad.
Kate's therapist.
It's not actually my therapist, but I did crowd work with her and I asked her for her services and she told me the name of her company and then you fucked her.
I have betterhelp.com/WHGS to get 10% off your first month. Okay, they're a sponsor. So I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I just did. So this girl came to my show, and lately I have not been having sex with girls after shows the way I used to. Because the way I used to is they come in, they didn't know who I was. I impressed them, and then I got to know them, and maybe I'd go on a date with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now people come in, and they already know who I am. They have preconceived notions of who I am. So I've kind of laid off that angle. But this girl came in, and she came in so my type. So this little blonde femme in a blazer. She's just got like one of those bras on under a blazer.
Like a
do you know what I'm talking
Ooh,
about?
I see the type. Uh-huh. Carry on.
She comes in and I'm looking at her. Immediately, the first word, if she knew me, she'd know I was hitting on her. But the first words out of my mouth were, "How'd you hear about the show?" Because I want to hear, I don't know who you are, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, "I don't remember." She's playing it like super cool.
Yeah.
And I've made a joke on this podcast that if you listen to the podcast, I'm not going to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Because of these reasons that I've said. So I was like, does she listen to the podcast? Or does she really not remember? And she goes, a TikTok or a reel or something.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay.
That passes.
Yeah. Okay. She watches the show. We talk afterwards. She's really cool.
Yeah.
I get her number. And the next day, she's like, let's hang out. And I was like, sure, let's do it.
Nice.
And it was great. And I want to know. So there's like this certain type of vulva.
Oh, my God.
And vulva. And vulva haver. That some people are just really good at getting off from tribbing. Like,
okay,
they could come on top of anything. Like a horse, a bike, a washing machine.
For some reason, as soon as you said on top of anything, I was just like, on top of spaghetti.
Yeah, on top of spaghetti. They got a little meatball action in the back. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Do you, like, you, sometimes it can be hard for women to orgasm with tribbing. I don't know how it is for you guys. Is not one of you better than the other?
I can come, like, anytime, any way, anywhere, mm-hmm. on anything, like, all
like
the time.
Like that. I love it. I love it.
I feel like we're watching QVC.
Sometimes it takes 2 minutes and I'm just like, job done.
Job done.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I love
it. Yeah, and it offers you this flexibility of like being able to do all these different... Oh, they're kissing. That's so nice. They're like, you're great at coming, babe. You're great at your work. But it offers you this flexibility. So we kind of start up. We're like making out on my couch. I had a good time with her. This is hard for me to talk about because... It was interesting. Sometimes these dates are interesting because I find that people withhold from me a little bit when they find out what I do because they don't want to sound like a fangirl. Mm. So it adds this like third layer or adds this other layer to our conversations where I don't remember that. Like I don't have that in my mind. And so they're acting a little cool on me. And I'm like, why don't they like me? So I opened that up and I was like, hey, like it feels like you're not really... into what I do and that's like a big part of who I am, like what is that? And she was like, no, I just don't want to sound like I'm fangirling. And I'm like,
hey, if you just honest.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like really good communication and she's a therapist, so cool. Like that's good.
That's awesome.
So I hope she's okay. Well, I told her actually, she said it was fine. And so we start up, we're making out, she's on top of me, clothes fully on, she starts going and like I'm not really responsible. Like I was like, oh, she's going to come and I'm more of like an assist. Yeah. I'm not scoring the goal. I'm passing the ball.
You're like her vibrator.
Yeah. I'm like her vibrator. And I'm adding sound effects and I'm putting in dirty talk.
Sound effects.
And I'm like, you know, pulling her hair, scratching her back. You know, smacking her butt, things like that. I'm
great
assisting.
Assist.
Yeah. So, and I'm enjoying it. And it happened so fast. I was like, oh, we got to do this like 10 more times. So we tribbed in every tribbing position possible.
That's fun.
And my favorite for me.
Clothes on the whole time?
No. We eventually got naked. Okay. My favorite tribbing position for me. Tell me if you guys do this. Oh my God. I feel vulnerable.
Aww. I will feel weird if it's also my favorite.
I like to be lying on my back.
Okay, we're good.
And have her not reverse cowgirl because she's also lying. Her butt is on me.
She said the magic word. Mm.
What's the magic word?
Butt. Reverse cowgirl butt.
Someone's favorite right here.
But like, but lying down. So it's really very much her butt that I am tripping.
Have you seen this ass? Shit.
I have actually. And I really recommend it. OnlyFans.com. Go check it out.
Slash the jelly girl.
I didn't know what the slug would be, but
we got you.
Thank you. So I'm
feeling you. Yeah.
It was great sex. I owe her a text. I was kind of feeling really tired yesterday, so I didn't text her. But if you're listening, you're great at that. And I'm really happy that you have that talent and I hope you share it with me again, therapist.
It does take an insane amount of talent to trip in that position, though. I am not even going to lie to you.
You're really
for the
flexible.
Girl or for the
giver, for dude, the one doing most of the work.
Dude, I have had, I'm going to try to avoid diving too much into my past year, but I have had two women that are just so excellent at it. It's like, I hope I'll be okay in the future. Mm. You know?
It's a literal sport, man. It's a literal sport. You got to be like flexible in all kinds of different ways and have a lot of fucking endurance and tolerance.
That makes sense because Jen was a gymnast.
Well, there you go.
I thought that would get a laugh.
We actually asked if it was an Olympic sport, what would it be categorized to our fans?
Gymnastics.
And they told us aquatic bull riding. Remember that?
You know how that's a real Olympic sport. Aquatic bull riding.
Yeah.
Well, that's my gay sex from this week. Jellyfield girls, did you have gay sex this week?
We did.
We did, actually.
We had some.
We did a lot of it. We went on a marathon of gay sex, actually, this week.
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting.
For content creation purposes or for personal purposes?
A little bit of both.
Both.
Because the personal leads into the content creation, because we like to mesh the two and two together so that it could be as authentic as possible.
Yeah. Cool.
So both. Sometimes we start off personal before we start shooting to get us in the mood and to get us kind of started. And then we just continue in front of the camera.
Creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
So it's easy. So it's easy for you to have multiple orgasms. Is mm-hmm. that what you're right? So do you guys save your orgasm for the camera?
Actually, no.
No.
Okay.
We don't. And you know what? Lately,
I think you just need a break in between sometimes.
Sometimes I need a little bit of a break, like literally just like a minute, and then I'm good to go. Yeah. But lately, I've been having like back to back orgasms. Like, I don't know. It's starting to happen. Like back to back for me.
Yeah.
Like, so it's really cool. So I guess I am starting to be a multiple orgasm gal.
Yeah.
Just like you. I'm hopping on that boat.
Yeah.
It feels pretty good. I'm not going to lie. But
on the top of the boat.
Absolutely. But we actually have a few stories that we never shared of like hilarious gay sex stories. It didn't necessarily occur this past week, but can we share them?
Oh, yes. Of course. Please, any story that moves you.
Yeah. We have a couple of good ones. But like,
what was the one that we said on the last episode?
You guys talked about a Niagara Falls situation.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's cool. All right. So then we'll talk. Okay, so the puppy.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I'm sorry, the puppy.
You can start with that.
So, I'm hoping that's the name of some sort of object and not a puppy.
Well, we got a puppy.
Aww.
Uh-oh.
And so this is our first puppy together.
Congratulations. That actually is a big
step.
It is a big step.
Yeah.
Literally like having a child together.
Yeah. And so like we were taking care of her a lot and like just focusing on her for like a little while for a lot. And then we were just like, okay, like we need some us time, you know, we need to get into it. Like we need to do our thing. We're like pent up, you know, we need to release it. Okay. So we went to do our thing and
we were like, fuck it. Like she's like
super, is she gonna watch us? Like
no,
what?
But she's like super attached, right? Because puppies are just like they don't leave your side. They're super attached. So she wouldn't fucking leave our side. And but we're like, you know what?
We need to do this.
We tried to fuck a couple of times while she was napping, like timed ourselves to do it.
I like that
napping,
you're treating this dog like an actual baby.
It literally is our baby. So we were like trying to fit in like sexy time, like during her naps, but it wasn't working because the minute she senses that we're like moving away from her, she just like runs.
Follows us.
So we're like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Let's just fucking do it and have her watch. And like, fuck it. We got to do what we got to do.
So I think she really enjoyed it. because
is just wagging. Just wagging.
I wish it was just the tail wag.
Oh no.
So,
what?
So we were,
oh no.
I was standing up off the bed, okay? And Sasha
was
on the bed.
We got a little imitation of mommy and mommy going on, I think is what we're about to hear.
So we're using the strap and I was off the bed standing up, you know, doing my thing.
Doing what she does best.
And and all of a sudden I look down, and when I have the space in between us, you know, I go in, I come out.
You know the thrusting?
Yeah. I'm familiar.
So I look down. I look down and I see her face looking up at me.
Oh my God.
Like in the thrust, like in the gap where she's thrusting.
Her little my face God.
Kept like popping up and out. Every time she went out, her little face would pop up, went in, gone. Out, her face.
And I didn't want to ruin the moment, so I just kept going, you know? And then
I was right there.
But I totally understand that because like I've had times where I'm like fucking a girl and it feels like I'm fucking her well, and then like your arm cramps up
or
like you can feel your cat like right behind you staring.
Yeah.
And it's just like you have a choice. You can be a little bitch where you can keep going. Right.
And yeah. So I kept fucking going. I wasn't a little bitch.
What's your dog's going. Name? What's your dog's name, if that's okay?
Jelly Queen the First.
Aww.
And what do you call her? Like, what do you call her around the house?
JQ1.
JQ1?
She sounds like a clone.
It sounds like Elon Musk's dog.
Don't worry about it. There's a story behind it, but it's okay.
JQ. Yeah.
So the face is there, and then all of a sudden it disappears. So I'm like, okay, good. Now I can focus again. You know, I'm doing it. But then I feel something's tugging on the straps of the harness.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, come on. So then I look to my left and she's there like just biting on the harness, trying to play with it.
Take it off of her.
So I'm like, fuck. So I take it up. I like tuck it in. I'm like, okay, I got this. Like, I got this. And then.
How are you not cracking up?
I am, but.
But it's a serious matter, Ashley.
It's serious.
This close to coming.
Just keep in mind, this whole time my eyes are closed. I have no idea what's going on. I'm like this close. I'm like this close to coming. Yeah. So my eyes are closed. I'm like fully in the moment. I'm focused, you know?
Yeah. I think maybe when she does open her eyes and she catches me, like I am looking at her. You know, like I go back in, you know, I get
mad for a second.
Yeah.
So then she's having her orgasm. And then JQ1 starts fucking humping my leg. Cause when I gotta get low, you know, cause we have a lower bed. So I gotta open my legs. So they're kind of doing this, you know, they're on an angle.
Yeah.
So she comes and she starts humping my leg as I'm humping my girl. And then
so it's a three-way.
It was basically a three-way.
Yeah.
We basically had a three-way.
So I started to lose it. Like I started I was really breaking concentration
point. She was like not even 3 months yet, which is weird. Yeah.
What kind of dog?
We're not going to say the breed for privacy purposes.
Big or small?
Very small. But
that's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
That is also what I was
picturing. She's like way too young for this shit. So we're like, how the fuck did she learn this? Like, who am I kidding? You know?
Well, where'd she learn this?
She's watching her edit. She has her sitting on her lap while she's editing. So I think that's
I'm like dummy right here. Like, how did she learn this?
Is babe? Your dog on Hinge? Because I'm single. sounds like she knows how to finger.
Your dog wasn't even like trying to be horny or play. She was just like, make me a star.
That was a better riff. We were both thinking about our own riffs in that moment. That's what just happened.
That
there.
Is what just happened.
Yeah.
But the best part is she starts, she wraps her little arms around her
like,
leg and starts humping as I'm orgasming.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no.
First time she humps. So I have to watch. Time. I have to watch.
Right. You're a proud parent.
I can't look away. You know?
A proud but slightly concerned at the same time. Like, anyway, so. So then she's looking at her as I'm doing it,
you know?
And then I open my eyes and I see she's looking down and I'm like, babe, what the fuck? Like, how are you not like fucking looking at me right now? I just had an orgasm. Like, are you for real?
You're in full girl mode. You're your oxytocin is racing through your brain and your oxytocin is also racing because you're looking at a puppy.
In different ways. Yeah, exactly.
I'm distracted as fuck. Proud mom, but
I understood.
So really you both came at the same time.
Baby.
I might have barfed a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, but man, we basically had a three-way, that's for sure. But anyway, after I understood why she was looking
I
down,
told her, I was like, okay, yo, babe, like, how can I not look at what's, like, there's it's just so much. Like, there's I'm so doing my best happening. Here. Like,
I know, it's okay.
So it was fucking
I wasn't
funny.
Mad anymore. But you should.
So then we were just laughing for, like, 10 minutes straight. I just, like, fell on top of her, and we were just laughing.
That's the best, though. So that's great when you're like having a good time. Do you ever capture that in your videos?
Yeah. Absolutely. Us like laughing or something stupid happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely.
She like suffocated me once at the end of a video. Oh, that's like, she like spider monkeyed me. Oh, it didn't.
It didn't release yet, but it's okay.
Okay. It'll be out when this is out.
Yeah.
So she like spider monkeyed me at the end of a video. And then I was like, I was like in her neck. I was like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then she was like, come here.
I was like, tighter. tighter, hold me closer. And I'm like, so, imagine that she suffocates even harder so that I could be held tighter. And then like at the very end of the footage, as I'm editing it, in my head, as this was happening, I'm like, I'm going to cut that out. Like, I'm not going to keep that. It's okay. You know, like, it's fine. We can be ourselves. But then I was editing and I was like, you know what? This is fucking cute. And this is so us. And this is so real. So I was like, I'm fucking keeping it in. I'm keeping it in. Fuck it.
I think that's why people love what you guys do, because it is so authentic and real. And like, I think it's not just that you know that you're a real couple, it's that you can experience that even if, you know, you're not totally familiar with your guys's background. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that
for
was sure. a phenomenal story.
It was.
That was great gay sex.
It was.
That was last week, but there's one that you have to tell that was like before we started dating, but it could be later. It's okay.
Yeah, if you'd like to, yeah, for sure.
So I'm like taking over her story now.
Yeah, take over my story. She's got the best story.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you have time for Kate when you're done.
Of course. No. Cool. Like Kate can go now too.
Kate, go for it.
Yeah, no. You guys go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
All right. Because like I don't know why, but like just things keep happening lately, and I keep remembering more about this night with this girl. Like at first, I was just like, okay, like
so ominous.
Sex is just really weird.
So ominous.
Like at first, like when I tell it as a joke, I'm like, okay, the sex was just really weird. But then I just keep remembering more and more and more weird things about the whole night.
These are called, just FYI, listener, these are called repressed memories, and you should probably talk to your therapist, maybe my therapist or Kate's therapist, depending on how you look at it.
A referral.
Kate, can we get your therapist?
Yeah, can we get a referral?
You'll have to ask Ashley.
Yo, this girl's butt though.
Oh my god.
It's good.
Go for it, baby.
Okay.
Get into it.
Okay, so I guess I gotta start from the beginning, which is I found her on Tinder. Okay.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, she's cute, you know? And
you're not talking about me, you're talking about this other girl.
No, you're fucking hot, babe.
Okay, but I just wanted to clarify. Okay.
No, it's not Sasha.
It's not me. Okay.
So because I had gone out of a relationship and I was like really sex deprived. So I was just like having a lot of dates.
Okay? Yeah.
I was going on a lot of dates. So I wasn't really picky, but she was cute.
Wow, damn.
I just needed a lot of dates at the time, okay?
Digging that hole even worse now.
She needed.
There was red flags and I ignored them. Okay, so anyways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been there very recently. So.
Ashley would say, hey, is this a red flag? And I would say, yes. And she'd go, okay, well, I'm going to see her anyway.
Yeah. So it's always a red flag when there's multiple people in every picture, right?
Yes. I know, listener, if you're one of these people, try to have a solo picture on your profile. It's
so we helps, know who you are.
Helps people feel reassured that they know who they're talking to.
Yes.
It could even just be one selfie.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be even more convinced after she tells your story to put up a solo picture of them.
Yeah. So I get there and from far, I'm like, okay, it's her. I know it's her. So then I get closer and closer and I'm like, is it? And then she stands up and she's almost a foot taller than me. I'm like, it's not her. Like there must be something wrong here. I don't know. So anyways, like I go with it, you know, I'm not like rude or anything. I'm going to have the drink, you know,
Are you sure all her friends aren't also very tall?
Well, she probably had a height in her bio.
Oh, she had a height in her bio.
I don't know. Is that only a man thing?
No, girls put their height.
Yeah.
I look at the height.
I mean, a foot is a lot.
Taller.
I think she lied about her height. Because I wouldn't.
This is so funny because this is the reverse of what happens to men.
Yeah.
She said she was shorter than she actually was because I got there and she stood up and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I wasn't expecting
she's
that.
Like, so towering over her.
So she's probably like at least 6'3".
She was six, I think. So anyways, we're having this drink and stuff. And then I try to figure out a way to get her to pull up her Tinder so I can like see which one she was in the photo. I don't remember how, but I got her to do it. Okay.
Did the name match or did you guys not exchange names and you were just like, I guess it's you.
I don't.
You're like, hello, JQ1 from.
Is this JQ1 or 2? Turns out it was 2. Oh, actually, it was the sister in the picture. So I was attracted to her sister.
Oh, okay.
So all of her pictures were her and her sister.
Yeah.
And it turns out I went on a date with the wrong sister. I don't know. Like,
she's so only confusing. Got pictures with her sister on the fuck app. That is. That is
red flag.
Really
red flag, red flag one. Red flag right there.
Yeah.
Turns out, I figured out that it was her sister.
Okay.
And then I went to the bathroom and I left my phone on the table.
Oh no.
I come back.
Oh, I have chills.
And she makes a comment about how I was just texting someone, being like, "Oh fuck, I thought the girl in the picture was her, but it's not." And then she makes a comment about that, and I'm like, "Did she go through my phone?
She read your text.
Did she go through my phone?
Oh my gosh!"
But I was like, I blocked it out. I don't know. I blocked. I was like, "Nah, there's no way." Nah, so
denial.
I was like,
there's no way she went through my phone. I'm so horny. Yeah. How could she possibly have done something that would make me not have sex tonight? It's impossible.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way. There's no way. No.
There's no way there's any possible.
I was like, okay, let another drink, please. Make it a double. So
make it a double. Make it one for her and her sister, please. By the way, can one glass be giant and the other one be normal sized? By the way, listener, if you're listening and you're like a tall or a small person, just know there's always someone for you. I look at the height, but I don't care. I would date anyone of any
height. No, but it's important to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Don't leave people on. Just be honest and you're cool, you know?
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with any height, but just be fucking honest.
Because if
they
put yourself solo in a picture, tell the truth in
at
your
least
bio.
One.
Always tell the truth. And if there is something that like you're worried about, the right person is not going to care.
Yes.
And you don't want to waste your time with an idiot, to be perfectly honest, who's going to, you know, like... judge you for something like that.
You want someone that loves you for or likes you for all of you.
Nope. Yeah. Instant love when you get there. And that is another red flag.
Say I love you on the first date.
Yeah. Don't you haul a week later.
I was just, I don't know. Ah, oh, man, I was so immature then. Anyways.
immature. So you just really
just,
needed to
I,
get it
I
in.
Just really needed,
you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Yeah. So we ended up going back to her place. And she put on blue as the warmest color.
Oh my God.
Of course she did.
And she was like, I really want to watch this movie. Like, okay. And I was like, sure.
I have not seen this movie. And
that was the first time I watched it with her.
It's actually pretty good.
It's like 10 hours long though.
I heard that the director was like shitty to the actors.
Okay.
So that's why it doesn't particularly pique my interest. Cause I know that.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I was like so indifferent. I was like, okay, sure, like whatever. Like
she's like, I really we're gonna watch this movie.
Yeah. But then she starts telling me that she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like turning into her like fantasy of like, I don't know. I don't even think she's ever been with a girl before me.
Oh, okay.
That's another thing that might be important to talk about, at least on the date before you take someone home. And probably in the dating app, I would think.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like some people just are like, let's set up a date. And some people like talk on the app.
For sure. But I think I'll just tell you guys right now the two questions that I ask people before I set up the date. And I move very quickly on an app. If you're not making me laugh, I'm not interested. If I don't sense that you're fun and smart, I'm not going to. And then if I do sense you're fun and smart, I'm going to ask you out almost immediately. But before I do, I'm always like, where are you at? What are you looking for? Because I am fresh out of something. I'm not looking for something serious at the moment. Maybe in a few months. That's what I say.
Yeah.
And then I say, are you comfortable with out of the closet dating? Because if they're partially out of the closet, fine, whatever. Explain that situation to me. But I can't be in the closet. Yeah. And I think that that's normal to ask of someone.
Yeah, sure.
Different people have different boundaries around that.
Yeah,
exactly. But just
because it's someone's first time doesn't mean they're in the closet.
Exactly. Yeah. I would do first time. Well, I have done.
I
had a baby gay recently. I had a baby gay.
You had a baby.
And I'm
you
the world's best
dad. You
meant
forces to be gay.
And, but anyway, sorry, go on.
So I find out all these things. And so I guess she was living out her like fantasy with me. She gets to watch Blue is the Warmest Color. We get to have sex. We have drinks together. And then she begs me to sleep over. So I feel bad. I do it, even though
God.
I didn't want to. just sitting there
like, I mean, that makes me so nervous because that's how you ignore your needs, you ignore your gut, you can get into trouble.
So then in the morning, I just want to get out of there as fast as possible. But she asked me for a ride to work.
Oh my God.
It just keeps getting better and better.
She just doesn't want to let me go.
So are you serious?
It's not even over
yet. So then I'm like, okay, if this is what it takes, like, okay, fine. So I give her a ride to work. I leave and I'm like, oh, fuck, finally. You know, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nap because I slept like shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then she calls me.
Don't pick up. The call is from inside the house. Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is creepy. So then she's like, hey, I forgot something at home. Can you pick me up? Bring me home and then drive me back to work. And I'm like, is this girl for fucking real? No, like I'm already like far away.
Does she just need a car?
I know. Do you want my car? Like, just take my car and just leave me alone.
Just Venmo or like $200 for Uber if you've got it and be like, yo, this is over. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Oh, and I forgot to mention the part where we're at when we're actually having sex. I think I like blocked this out, but we're having sex and I'm doing my thing to her. And the whole time she's just saying, oh my God, 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 just over.
And you're like,
in my head I was like, is this really happening? Like, is she just gonna keep saying that?
Is she just gonna keep
is that my name
that?
Now? Like,
my name?
I don't know what's happening anymore. Like, how much more weird can this
be? But like that fast and that monotone, like
just like, hey God, can you pick me up at work?
I couldn't tell, like, if she was enjoying it, like, if she was faking it. Like, I was like, I feel like I'm doing, like, a service.
I guess I would prefer, oh, my God, to, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Who the fuck? I don't know.
Who the fuck is that, Kate?
I don't know. Just, like, some people say oh, shit in bed, but oh, shit can mean, like, a very bad thing.
I say oh, shit in bed. Never mind. You're not getting a free sub.
But if you didn't know the person, oh shit can sometimes sound like something is hurting.
I've never clocked how many times I've said oh shit in a row. I don't think I've said, I say fuck a lot too.
Yeah. Say fuck a lot.
Yeah, same. Oh my gosh.
I probably say fuck more than shit.
I definitely say fuck more than shit.
But I don't think I repeat. I've never like repeated a phrase over and over again to a beat. For an extended period of time, and I think this person might be the only one who has. Yes, do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. It's actually amazing. Now, every time I'm going to remember this story, this is going to play. Hey, Ashley, before when you said you've never repeated a word over and over, a phrase over and over, you think you don't until you record yourself.
Yes, record yourself.
Oh no.
You'll see all of my money if you record yourself and then go edit that shit, you're gonna be like, oh my God.
Or even oh my god.
Broken fucking record. Holy shit.
I think I'm probably like stuttering and mixing up my words. I think it sounds so hot. I think I'm being like, oh my God, holy shit. But instead I'm just like, oh my shit, holy God, fuck.
Oh my fuck.
But you forgot to mention the part about the bra.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the last part.
There's more.
Okay, it's pretty much done now. Okay. So.
I know the story by heart.
No, I don't even mean like more in a bad way. Like for timing, I'm just concerned about
what you had to go through.
Mental health.
Yes. Yes. So in the morning when we were leaving, I was trying to find my bra, and I knew exactly where I threw it the night before. What corner of the room it was in, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're slutting around. I understand this mentality.
You got to find your stuff.
Got to find your stuff, and you might, there's a chance that you might not want to see this person again, and therefore you cannot grab everything. The bra. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got her sock.
She has it on her table right there.
That's where it was. She was looking everywhere for her sock, and I was joking about the leave behind. I was like, you're not going to come back for your sock, are you? I'm gonna see her again. She's very cool.
One time I hooked up with a guy and he left his full-blown shirt, and I like offered to bring it to him, and he was like, just throw it away. And I was like, all right, I guess you don't want to hook up again.
Oh, he could have done that in a way. Honestly, ghost. He could have been like, Christ. Keep it. Yeah,
keep it, right? You know? Exactly. But he didn't say keep it.
Or at least donate it to charity. Yeah. Go to Goodwill.
He's like giving me a chore. He's like, go to the Salvation
Army. I would have preferred that to throwing
like,
it away.
Just throw it away.
We're sorry. We keep interrupting you. Your bra's in the corner. You to find your bra.
So in the morning, it's gone. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, that was like my that was my good bra.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah,
so I was like, fuck. Yeah.
It's in a shrine now.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let's leave. Like, that's it. So I had to leave a good bra behind. But I know she hit it. She hit it.
In the middle of the night, though.
At some point,
while you were sleeping, which means while you were asleep, she was awake.
She was watching.
Yeah. Moving things around.
Moving things around. Crawling on the ceiling.
Crawling on the ceiling.
You guys want to laugh though? Like, there's when we started dating like shortly after that, and had so much PTSD from that situation.
Of course,
I actually was trying to make her to watch Blue is the Warmest Color with her because I genuinely liked that movie. I thought it had a really a really good storyline, and I really wanted to watch it with her. I wanted her to experience that movie with me, and she wouldn't fucking watch it.
She was like, "Are you gonna steal my bra?"
I was like, "What's wrong with you? Like, it's a good movie. Why don't you want to watch it?" And she was just like, "There was nothing I." And she kept like dodging that movie like so hard, and then later she told me that story and I understood where that like trauma was coming from
and why she never gave you a ride home ever.
Well, yeah, so did you go pick her up at work again?
Fuck no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Listeners, it's okay. It's okay to establish boundaries.
Yes.
I feel like it's very important for you to learn how to say no without worrying about what the other person is going to feel.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if it's a normal person, they'll
respect your
boundary. They'll respect your boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, a normal person might not be the correct word from my mental health professional standpoint, but you understand what I am saying.
Yeah, yeah. If the person is being appropriate.
If the person is being appropriate.
And acting how they should.
Yes, they'll respect your boundary.
They'll respect your boundaries. Yeah.
Wonderful stories. Now that you're back working again and we're so happy about that, I would love to continue to have you guys back whenever you would like, because I know
that's
you're just full of stories.
Yeah, for sure.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, so this gay sex story is kind of a follow-up on the bat story.
Oh, wow.
Remember the bat story?
Yes.
We got bit by the bat and they thought we had rabies and the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. We outdoors? My partner and I had... we were in my partner's apartment. And also, I got in trouble for not mentioning last time that the bat was in the apartment because of... I had set the fire alarm off and opened the window.
I'm really glad that Chelsea is making us do this edit because I was thinking, how the fuck did the bat get into the apartment? I was thinking, what kind of sick fuck? What kind of life are you living that you allowed a bat into your apartment? Knocked on the door. Whap, whap, whap.
A bat can get through like a butthole sized hole.
I know. I didn't.
Kate, we could so relate to you. We have a bat story too. I swear.
Oh my God. It's not sex though. It's not sex.
Neither was Kate.
We were just sleeping and we got bit by the fucking bat. And it was during Pride. And then to recap it quickly, they gave me shots in my ass in front of my partner without asking if we knew each other, which was extremely funny.
Wow.
But. So this another kind of a related story to that, though it happened long before, but kind of a similar thing. I was with my high school boyfriend and my parents.
Sorry.
You're so sorry. My parents were away for the weekend. God, I hope they're not listening. They should never listen. Anyway, we were hooking up and I'm very similar to you. So we were just like making out. We hadn't even really done anything yet. We were just making out with all our clothes on. And I just like come from that.
Yeah.
And then we take my shirt off.
Did you tell this story?
No.
You're making out. You're like tripping, grinding.
Yeah, even like less than that. Because I was new to it. So it was so overwhelming.
Yes.
Sexually that.
Yeah.
That I just like had an orgasm. And I took my shirt off. And I just started to have like a rash up on my like stomach, and it started like growing profusely. And I was
orgasm rash.
That's what like I hives? Thought. That's what I thought. I was like, I had an orgasm and it sent poison through my body. And now I'm getting a rash.
The Catholic guilt. The
it is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It is. It's Catholic yes. guilt.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I like, long story short, I like drive to my grandparents' house. I get there just in time before I spike like a 105 fever and start like
passing you're feeling
out.
Sick.
It like was... I just panicked at the rash and was like, we must stop this.
Like, knew I was in holy water. I need to leave.
Find a priest. Find the town priest. We have to
Goody
cast
Sisk
it out.
Goody Sisk has a rash. So I get to my grandparents' house and, like, long story short, find out that I have Lyme's disease. That's why it's related to the bat.
I didn't
bat
know
thing.
You had Lyme's disease.
Yes. Yeah. Because it was another like animal spread disease.
Oh.
And so I like had, I obviously had all this guilt being like, oh, like having an orgasm made me sick. And then I like found out I had Lyme's disease and I was like, I still feel like I'm being punished. Like even like scientifically it made sense. I was like, this is still, I still feel like I'm being punished, especially because I had mono at the same time.
Oh my God. My what is, what phase of life are you in?
Right.
At this point?
I'm in high school. And when all of this happens, and I'm recovering from knee surgery.
Oh my God.
So when all of this happened, I was like, I literally started crying and I looked at my mom and
had
I was
you
like,
recently.
I'm Job. I am Job. Like from the book of Job, from the Bible. Oh my God. So the religious
wait,
thing is right on
wait,
point.
I don't know. I don't know about Job. What happened to Job?
God, like Old Testament, I think. God like tortures Job for no reason, like gives him like a rash.
So Job is bisexual. You identify as Job.
He like yeah. killed Job's wife and all his kids and all his crops.
Job
and
would
all his
be
animals.
A great non-binary name.
It is.
It actually would be. I kind of like that.
I kind of like it. It's just such a sad story. And then he never complains to God or something. So he gets new everything, new wife, new kids, new crops. New skin.
God is testing him to yeah. not complain.
Mm. Yeah.
God is such a fucking
yeah,
dick in
really
that book.
Yeah, it's really Old Testament shit. And I might be misremembering this, but that's how I
because
remember
it was 4,000 years
it.
Ago?
Yeah, it was. It's a really long time ago.
It's okay, Job.
4,000 years ago.
Poor Job.
Because as we know, there was never any dinosaurs. Anyway. Also, dinosaurs much longer than 4,000 years.
Oh, yeah. I have anyway. A joke about that I never do anymore. Maybe I should bring it back.
That's right. So flash forward like 2 years. I'm in college and I'm like starting to explore sexually with women at the same time as there is a campus-wide pink eye outbreak.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Why are all these kids sticking fingers in their butts and then in their eyes? This is one of the best schools in the country. And when I'm saying that, that's not exaggeration. Like, this is frequently on the liberal college list, number one, number two, number three. Probably always, probably still today. And these wow. kids are running around.
Farting on
just
pillows.
Farting in each other's faces. rubbing their fingers
eye
in their
to
eyes.
Ass.
Yeah. What's wrong with these kids?
Human telescoping.
What is human telescoping?
So
just
you
looking
put
up an
asshole up to your eye and you see what you could see.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would do that with Jen if I Jen, if you're listening,
no.
my ex-girlfriend.
No.
No, she needs to know. Jen, if you're listening, I just want you to know that you don't have to hide anything from me. I'll look deep into your asshole and I'll love whatever I find there. Cut that.
Nope. You asked for that. It's staying in. Okay. Alex, keep it. Okay. Hi, Alex. We've never met, but I think you're great. Okay,
oh,
so
this shit Alex hears, man.
You have no idea. He's a good guy. He's a good dude. Oh, man. He's a good dude.
So there's a campus-wide outbreak of pink eye. So I basically like lick a pussy once and then have pink eye. I'm like, fuck.
What kind of pink eye is this? This is strong pink eye.
Oh, well, listen. So I'm like punished again.
Maybe she farted through her pussy. You know how sometimes you fart, but it goes out from the front and it kind of tickles?
Yeah, yeah. I call them front benders.
That must be what happened.
It always happens when I'm driving. I have a little front bender.
Yes.
The fart rockets forward. Yeah. Takes a left.
How do you know?
And floats up. You feel it. It's like a little bubble.
It floats up. You feel it going up.
It's like a bubble.
Mine stays straight on course.
Well, doesn't it have to decide one side of your clit to go to?
I don't know.
Oh. Yes, it goes through your pussy folds.
Yeah,
and wherever
yeah.
you're folded, it kind of goes out from that exit.
It feels... I have to pay more attention.
You have to pay more attention.
But, yeah. I know we're really over time, but can I just say... that when I was a camp counselor, we had this one outbreak of lice at camp that was so strong. It like
are you bringing up adult lice again?
Yes, I am. It was I've gotten lice twice.
That's hot.
As an adult because
That's
I worked
hot.
At a camp and the point
cool.
is that the lice evolved at camp and got stronger and stronger and resistant to the shampoo. And it was like camp wide. It was horrendous. I think that's what's going on with the pink eye.
Okay, well, listen, because it wasn't. Because I lick a pussy, I get pink eye. the pink eye heals and I continue to have pink eye for a couple of months. And I'm like, oh, it's just me getting punished again.
Was your eye bloodshot?
Wait, I don't understand.
They were a little bloodshot. They had like crusties.
You don't have the infection, but your eye is just not doing well.
Well, so I figured out that I had Lyme's disease again.
Oh my God. Oh. What are the odds though?
I don't know. I guess Massachusetts has lots of ticks. But it was just like every time I was like on a new precipice of sexual exploration, I would just get Lyme's disease and punished by God.
I really also like it because ticks do sound like something that the Old Testament God would like throw.
It does.
Yeah.
Like 40 days of raining crickets and then 40 more days of ticks. Ticks everywhere.
Ticks to suck the blood of your firstborn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that suck was... your gay blood out.
Yeah. Suck the gay blood out. That's what they wanted to do. That's why they started using... That sounds like something medieval as
honestly,
well. Like leeches
maybe,
to get your gay
maybe
blood
God
out.
Maybe God is just sending things to suck the gay blood out of me. The ticks, the bats, the dogs. I've been bit by dogs.
It's trying to eradicate your gay blood. How are you so unlucky?
I don't know. I do not know.
Goodness. I gotta give you credit though for just pushing through every time and just
keep going,
getting the job done regardless.
Like, I shall eat the pussy.
You overcame pink eye.
Yeah, broken leg, you see. You're still doing it.
I'm gonna finish the job. Bats flying into her.
I came up with another line.
What?
Did you hear the other line for my horse girl joke?
No, tell me what it is.
Fuck me so hard my leg breaks. And I have to go to the anyway, thank you guys, that was great gay sex.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you guys want to butt plug before you go?
Yes,
like plug in, like
this is not a literal, I understand what you guys do for a living and this is not a literal question.
She was like, but it's not here, it's in the night table.
Well, go get it.
Don't make us. I think we're
you're blushing, Ashley.
Yeah, not much. Not,
wait, are you into the plug, Ashley?
I've had a finger up there once, but
how'd you like that?
I can give you one.
When I was in,
give her a finger.
No, a plug.
I mean, I'll take it
it's
either
small.
Way.
You said you wanted to be destroyed this week.
Yeah, you didn't specify that you.
I am flustered.
The back door.
I am flustered. I can't look. I can't look at the screen.
You invited the jelly-filled girls on the podcast because you like them, and now they're flirting with you, and now...
That was perfect.
Aww. They kissed. What would you guys like to plug?
Oh, yeah.
Just that we're on OnlyFans, loyal fans, fansly. Yeah. That's it.
I would like to plug in that. That of course. But I would like to plug in that for the viewer and the listener, try to consume porn that is ethical. Try to encourage and support content creators that really work from a place of authenticity and realness. Not just saying to support us, but just support, you know, independent content creators. Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting that you would mention that.
People like Ashley.
People who seem like they're really rich and famous, but they don't even have an agent. And they're doing this all independently and they haven't been paid for their ads yet. Maybe people like that. Maybe people who are spending thousands of dollars a month on a podcast that people listen to for free.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what exactly. I'm talking about. People yes. like that. Exactly.
Who could that possibly be? Thank you for plugging my podcast, my Patreon.
In general, try to support. I mean, we would encourage you to try to support independent content creators of all fields and aspects and realms. And,
but especially Ashley.
Especially Ashley, though. Especially
and
Ashley,
therefore too. Also Kate.
And Kate. And of course, therefore also Kate. And yes. I think ethical porn consumption is really important and something that people overlook very often. And a lot of people complain about paying for porn when it's free online, but you'll notice that that a lot of the porn that's online is just not very ethical. It's mm-hmm. very degrading.
It's made
for the male gaze. Mm-hmm. Women love porn too. Women who are in the industry like us, need to also pay the bills. So please go and try to support independent content creators. Get over yourself and pay for your fucking porn, because we are people too. And we have bills to pay just like you guys.
Hell yeah.
And it's a real job. And
we pay taxes.
So
yeah, I love that plug. Thank you.
That's a great plug. No, very important.
I mean, it's a very important reminder that we like to plug into every podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
From your perspective, listener, it is worth paying for.
We put our hearts and souls into it. I mean, so do you. People don't realize how much work goes into this, you know?
Yeah.
And we put our whole, it's a piece of us that we're sharing with the internet.
I thought, I didn't mean it. When you said you, like, and so do you, I thought you meant like the people watching the porn, that they put their heart and soul into jerking off to you. And I was like, yeah, they actually do. They do that.
You Ashley, you.
Thank you. That's very nice.
You also do a lot of these things as well, which is
thank
amazing.
You. That's nice.
I know you put your heart and soul into jerking off to us, so I'm really, really. I am referring to you as well. Your freedom's coming.
The whole time I'm going, oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Actually, I think she's getting lifetime free.
Oh, come on.
I think Ashley's getting lifetime.
No. You do not have to do that. You do not.
No, you're stuck with us, girl.
Yeah, you're
stuck with us.
That's aww. Really nice. That's very generous.
Yeah. We got to support each other, because we're not from the same field, but we know all the work that gets put into it. We have an idea. You know, we have a lot of the similar struggles.
You barely have time to jack off. Might as well be free. We got you.
Yeah.
That's honestly pretty. That's a fair assessment.
Well, this is going to destroy her.
This is going to encourage you to take that time to take care of yourself.
Oh my god!
You know,
You got to take care of your health too. You know, you got to boost your immune system. Got to stay away from COVID. You know, this is
Thank you
important.
So much. Gay thought time, gay thought time. Before I get into that, just a reminder that I'm going on tour. I'm plugging these hard. I'm coming to the Midwest, Bloomington, Indiana on November 12th and 13th, Chicago on the 14th, and then back to Philly for the 20th, and then every Sunday in New York City, ashleygavin.com. My gay thought today is, I may have already mentioned this, but I feel like the straight community is beginning to pick up on the fact that during the pandemic, all the straight women realized that they were actually bi, which is super cool. Like, as a lesbian, it sort of feels like I got in on Bitcoin early. You know what I mean? Like, I was calling that shit forever, and people were like, you're crazy. I was like, nah, dude, she's a little gay. They were like, I don't know. She's got a boyfriend. Pandemic hit, and Now I'm rich. I'm bathing in the riches of bisexual women. I call my strap the rocket because I'm going to the moon with this bi women crypto. It's not Bitcoin, it's Bicoin. What do you think that was? Just more time to think? Or just too much time alone in your apartment with your boyfriend if you were a straight woman, identifying as a straight woman at the time. All right, I hope I get to see you guys soon. Please support the Patreon. I am now supporting a full-time employee. It really, really helps, and you can donate as little as $1 a month. And there's like 100,000 of you that will hear this. Please be one of the 1%-ish, 1 or 2% of people that make this podcast possible, because it is not fully funded by ads, not even close. The Patreon is keeping this thing afloat, and I love you for it. Thank you, patrons. Patreon.com/WHGS, AshleyGavin.com for tour dates.